DW.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello!
Ah, the Christmas goblins. I remember being afraid of them when I was a kid. We have our own Christmas traditions here in Iceland, and they are more interesting than a jolly man dressed in red, even if they're sometimes scary. To explain all this, there is one name that springs to mind, an Englishman who has become an adopted son of Iceland, Brian Pilkington. Brian moved to Iceland in the 70s and began publishing children's books. Today, every man, woman and child in Iceland will recognize his iconic illustrations of our Christmas traditions. We met beside a new statue in downtown Reykjavik, a statue of a cat.
The Yule cat in tradition is a large, oversized house cat that actually eats children if they don't get new clothes for Christmas, which has always seemed hugely unfair to me, that, you know, the children don't decide themselves what they get for Christmas. But if they don't get clothes for Christmas, the Christmas cat's going
to
eat them.
And according to the legend, he lives in the house of Grilla and Leppalúði, the two trolls that are the parents of these 13 rather strange Yule lads or goblins that we have here.
Yeah, right. And they're all of the same ilk. You know, the mother eats children as well. The Yule lads, 300 years ago, they started out as real nasty little demons, mm-hmm. dressed in black. And over the centuries, they've changed. And now they're sort of more mischievous than anything else.
There are 13 Yule lads. Every year they descend from their home in the mountains and take turns to visit Iceland's children on each of the 13 nights before Christmas. Their names give clues to the strange mischief they get up to. Sausage stealer, door slammer, doorstep sniffer, window peeper, pot scraper.
The spoon lickers, lots of lickers, you know, there's a spoon licker and the bowl licker. And I guess it's all like little crimes that the children were accused of doing. And I think that, you know, the Yule cat thing was that the kids used to be involved in making of the clothes. And they had to sort of spin the wool and knit the socks and things. And if they didn't do it, they were going to get cold, you know, because Iceland was a fierce, unforgiving country back in the day.
And it still is.
It still is, yeah. We're standing here, and it's -6 if you're listening.
At the Árbær Open Air Museum on the outskirts of Reykjavik, 200 parents and children are dancing in circles around the Christmas tree. Leading the dancers are two Yule lads dressed in worn, rather dirty rags. Glukka Gjær, the one who peeks through windows, and Kjöt Krókur, the one who steals meat.
Í kringum eini berjarun.
I don't want you to think that we have never heard of Santa Claus. We have, but my feeling is that the old traditions are making a comeback. Maybe it's got something to do with the financial crash in 2008. Maybe we want to get back to our roots. I spoke to the director of the museum, Sigurlaugur Ingólfsson, to see what he thinks.
It seems to me that you're well and truly stuck in the past as far as the Christmas traditions here.
I think we are, and I think that's what people are after, I guess. For most of us who are older than 10, 11, 12, it brings back maybe the old Christmas of the past, and we want to come for that cozy feeling, I suppose, of you lads who are not very nice, who play tricks.
But this is sort of an antidote to the other westernized Christmas that we have actually become used to here in Iceland.
Yes, I mean, we try to avoid maybe the modern Christmas clichés, and it's fantastic how all the kids still know these songs, mm-hmm. and it's something that's so kind of interwoven with Icelandic culture. Mm-hmm. It seems to be, it's probably going to stay forever, I suppose, and that's so fantastic about these things.
I think he's right, at least I hope he is. I mean, we like St. Nicholas with the white beard and the ho-ho-ho, but the Yule lads are just much more interesting characters, and it would really be a shame if we lost them from our collective memory. And with people like Brian Pilkington here to keep them alive, our strange traditions are in safe hands.
There's nobody can deny it's not strange. It's the weirdest Christmas, but wonderfully charming in its own way, you know, like, and in many, many ways, it's much better than the Santa Claus. He only comes one night. We get 13 different nights.
This is Björn Malmquist for DW in Reykjavik, wishing a merry Icelandic Christmas to one and all.
DW.